For the past hour, I've been thinking about how to start a podcast. I just got my Yeti microphone from Amazon. I've been talking with my buddy Brandon Fassberg. We have a collaborative Google Doc and just trying to figure out what the structure of a podcast should be. How do you even start it? What do people do? What are best practices? I'm just freaking out, not knowing what to do. It's the inaugural episode. How do you get started? And at the end of the day, the answer is just do it. So really excited to just kind of kick things off and start the first podcast here. And really wanted to talk with someone about your first day at work. And I think it's a really interesting thing, you know, when we first start a new job, you know, there's a lot of questions that go through our mind of what to do. I'm really excited today to have a really good friend of mine to talk this through. And really excited to have Brandon Fassberg, who's actually been listening the entire time. What's up, B?
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing super well, and I love the intro, man. Basically, I mean, you're right. We were just talking about ways to, kick off the series, and I'm glad we're able to make it happen and just start talking and see where it goes.
For sure. Yeah, and thank you so much for taking the time to be on the podcast today. I know, you know, this isn't your first rodeo. You're not a rookie in the space. You have your own podcast with Guac and Talk, and, you know, so really happy to have a veteran on the line to kind of help guide me through this.
Well, of course, though I would never consider myself a veteran of anything. I think podcasting is such an exciting and an interesting way to express your creativity, sure, tell a rich story, also just have a lot of fun. So I'm really honored and super pumped to be a part of the beginning of your podcast journey, and
yeah,
looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And so anyone who's listening knows a little bit about you. You were an intern at a retail startup. You've had corporate jobs in Midtown Manhattan. You've worked at agencies, and you've also worked at tech giants that will go unnamed. So, but yeah, really excited to hear your thoughts on some of the things that go through people's minds when we talk about your first day. And I think the first question that I'd love to dig a little bit deeper into is, what do you do on your first day of work?
So the question is the topic of the episode, correct?
That is correct. Thank you. Glad we clarified.
For sure. So yeah, look, I think obviously this is a question that goes through our minds all the days leading up to a new job, and obviously we want to do really, really well. And I think it's really all about the first impression, right? So it comes down to the right outfit, and then it's how you introduce yourself, and then, you know, mastering small talk. So I think you and I actually, we touched on this a few times in the past and decided that it really depends on the type of company. And the best way, I feel, to figure out, like, how to properly dress for the job, because not all the time it's going to be worth, like, you're not going to want to dress just for the job you want, because sometimes that could come off as too intimidating.
Right.
Like wearing a suit to a really casual agency that is full of t-shirts and sweatpants. So honestly, what I've learned from the many roles that I've had is to simply go to whoever's in charge of HR. So it's the talent manager or operations manager. You most likely spoke to this person.
Yep.
Throughout your interview process. So it usually never hurts and helps so much to just say, like, hey, really excited to start on Monday. Wanted to hear your thoughts on what I should wear and how I should dress. And this is great for a few reasons. First, it shows that you're being proactive and that you really care about doing well, which is, you know, going to be great for you just moving forward in this role. But it also, you're also talking and asking the person who's going to subconsciously be judging you on how you're dressing and how you conduct yourself around the office.
Right.
By getting on the same page with HR, right. I think is a really great way to start.
And I definitely think there's no shame in asking either. I think for anyone who's sort of intimidated, you know, they don't want to talk to HR, you know, before they start. There's no shame in that. I think just making sure that you're aligned and setting yourself up for that best first impression. And then
for sure.
When you're going through that interview process, right, when you're doing your on-sites, is that something that you're looking at? Are you actually looking and studying what people are wearing to kind of get a feel for it?
Yeah, and I think that's a great technique as well. Though I will admit, and I know a lot of your listeners can admit as well, that when you're in the office and you're coming prepared and you've memorized your questions and your answers, it's tough to just kind of take a breath, look around and kind of take in the room and maybe even say hi to a team member or a coworker, right. Potential coworker. But it's very important to just get that overall vibe and, you know, in terms of what to wear, look at what everyone else is wearing and just try to understand, you know, what the energy is. Is it really, really casual?
It's all about the energy and all about the synergy.
For sure. And you really just want to, you know, take everything in when you're there. You're not just there for an interview. They're interviewing you as well, something I know your listeners have heard a lot of. But this process is very, very important for you to understand if it's a place where you want to work.
Right.
If it's a place where you don't want to work. Outfit is one component. But I think, yeah, having a close relationship with HR or whoever's in charge of talent is going to put you miles ahead of, your role. And
right.
It's definitely a great way to start.
And when you're picking out your outfit and getting ready that first morning, how much of it are you doing it for you to feel confident, feel good in your own skin versus the impression you're actually trying to leave on the people that you're going to be meeting later that day?
So that's a really great question. I think, you know, something I personally do, I don't know if anyone else does it. I'm curious to know what you do as well, Brian, but I lay everything out the night before and I just look at it. I lay every article of clothing on my bed, even the type of cologne that I'm going to be wearing, just to look at it and just get this sense of confidence, knowing that I'll be able to sleep a bit easier, knowing my outfit is ready and I don't have to rush in the morning. So once everything is laid out, you know, I'll look at it and say, is it going to fit well? Is it going to feel good? Sure. Am I going to feel confident in this outfit? And I really love that question because it could make or break an interview experience. You don't want to keep adjusting your outfit because it's too tight or too loose. To answer your question, it's got to be mostly for you. Probably, if I had to put a percentage on it, maybe 80, 85.
Love it.
It helps you. Dictate the quality of your interview, and confidence usually wins over applicants. But like I said before, with the knowledge that you have from the conversation you had with HR, taking in the room when you were there, or maybe saw some photos online on their Instagram, think about if it's something that they'd be impressed to see. Overdressing is definitely better than underdressing as long as it's not overkill.
I completely agree. I think that's a fantastic answer. It's something that I think about a lot. In fact, oh man, I'm getting all choked up just thinking about how exciting it is. I really do wonder how many people think like that. If people are actually doing it to impress others, or they're doing it to just feel good so they can just operate and play their game and be themselves. And
sure.
What's so interesting about that is once you just feel comfortable, you feel good in your own skin, you're ready to rock, is, you know, what do you then do on your first day, right? You have all your HR stuff, you sign up for the benefits, this and that, you have a one-on-one with your manager, all that jazz. What are the other things that one should be doing on their first day?
Oh man, yeah, and honestly, I could talk about first day outfits for a week straight, but I think we should definitely move on to some other components of that very, very important day. So something that I learned early in my career that I'm really glad I did, or I'm really glad I was exposed to, was offsites. So if you've had a job in the last few years at a, you know, minimally social workplace where people hang out, an open floor plan. Most likely you've had offsite meetings or lunches and have had team building events, dinners, lunches, that sort of thing. I think you should actively reach out to your supervisor or swing by their desk, which is actually preferred, more face-to-face, and invite
Wait, people
them
do that these out. Days? People actually talk face-to-face?
You know what? I hear stories.
Or should it be a Slack message? Because that's just easier and we could just hide behind Slack, you know?
I would let Slack slack. And also, full credit and respect to Slack. Obviously, I don't know if they're sponsored for this episode, Brian, but
not anymore.
I myself have used it for the majority of my career. It's been a lifesaver. It's been a great tool. But for this specific scenario, it will show a lot of confidence if you are the one who goes to your manager or supervisor and invites them out for coffee or lunch.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know if I understand. Just to make sure that we're aligned, you're saying physically go up to somebody and have a conversation with them face-to-face, even though you don't know them, and introduce yourself and ask them if they have time to grab coffee or lunch face-to-face?
Yeah, you know, I know it sounds crazy and totally unique and dangerous, but I still think it's worth doing. Especially since this person is going to be supervising your activities, your performance, for an average of 8 hours a day.
I'd be curious to hear, for anyone who's listening to this, what they think about that and if they've done that, or if we're all just kind of hiding behind digital communication.
Absolutely. And look, I'll admit, it's a scary thing to do.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely worth doing for the long term and to benefit your long term.
I mean, on that first day, you're looking pretty good and feeling pretty good anyway. So, you know, if any day is the day, it's that day.
Exactly. Look, first impressions are important. We learned this at a very, very early age. But if you can do something like that and like take the initiative, you know, and say, hey, like, I want to do well here, but I also want to get to know you better as my supervisor.
Right.
And I think the best way to do that would be to jump outside and get to know the neighborhood a bit more and just be a bit more less formal. I've done this myself after being taken out a few times by my managers. So, my last couple of roles, I proactively proposed that we go out and just get to know each other a bit more because we didn't have that much face time throughout the process. But
right.
I think if you have a solid outfit and you're feeling good and you ate a healthy breakfast, something we could also talk about if you'd like, you're going to want to make this day the best day of your entire time at this company. And
for sure,
there's a lot of really creative ways to do that. I think a proactive offsite one-on-one with your manager is a great way to contribute.
Great. Awesome. And so, right. So you've got your awesome blazer on, you've got your cool, you know, avocado, socks on, you're all, you know, charged up from your coffee and you're really excited about this new job and things are great and there's granola bars in the kitchen and all this great stuff and you're charged up, ready to go, but you know, you just started. And I think that a lot of us, myself included, we're excited to get going. We're excited to roll up the sleeves.
Yeah.
Excited to look at the documentation, the processes that we have, and just start making an impact. And I think that it's a challenge sometimes because we have all this charge and we're ready to go. But I think it's also really important to be in sponge mode and to listen and to make sure that we understand how the culture is here and what the priorities are and not just jumping into executing. So what are some things that you would recommend for people to keep in mind on their first day to sort of make sure that they're being great listeners and even though they have so much value to offer and the ability to make positive change within an organization, that they're actually still you know, making sure that they're controlled and that they're actually in sponge mode to really get the lay of the land. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And I like how you referred to sponge mode, because I feel like it's been, that has been the term for this specific part of a new job for as long as jobs have been around. So sponge mode, absolutely, just constantly listening and absorbing. But I actually have a really interesting example I want to share without giving too much away. I was working at a fairly well-known social
network. That's my alarm. That is my alarm. Yeah. No, I have lunch plans in about 20 minutes. So, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
Think about what?
Would you want to keep going?
Do I want to keep going? Of course. In fact, I might even cancel these lunch plans because we're just feeling it right now, you know?
Feeling it. It's up to you, man. I'm fine either way.
Oh, no. Let's keep going.
It's about to get really, really good.
Let's keep going.
All right, awesome. So I think I was talking about, so I had this job, and it was at a fairly well-known tech giant, or just tech company, pretty big, in New York City, and I noticed something, not just on my first day, but my first month or so, with how I am meeting people.
Oh, boy.
Or how I'm introducing myself, how people are introducing themselves.
What did you notice?
I noticed a trend that scared me a bit because it felt as if it was part of the company guidelines. And I'll tell you what it was. So, Brian, how about this? Why don't you introduce yourself to me?
Sure.
And I'll reintroduce myself to you as a member of this company.
So you want to role play right now?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so you weren't kidding when you said this was about to get good.
Well, that's not up to me. That's up to your listeners, but we'll see what happens.
Got it. So just to make sure I understand, I'm the new guy?
It's your first day.
Okay, I'm the new kid. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so, you want me to go ahead and introduce myself to you, who's a seasoned employee?
Correct.
Cool. All right, here we go. Hey, how's it going? I'm Brian. Just wanted to introduce myself. I recently just joined the team, and I know you're working on the marketing team, and I know that, you know, since I'm on the product team, we're going to be working a lot together. So just wanted to introduce myself and, you know, let you know I was here. I'm really excited to be here. I know you got a lot going on, but whether it's today or next week, would love to sit down with you for, you know, 15 minutes and just grab coffee if you're game.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian, my name is Brandon. It's really nice to meet you. So where do you come from?
What does it matter? I'm here now. Like,
No. Shh.
No, I know.
Where are you coming from?
Sure. So I'm coming from
I'm gonna cut the role play right now. So let me explain. Let me ask you something before I explain. Were you thrown off by my question?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yes. I was caught up over my words because I was expecting to have a positive conversation because I was really excited just to say hi. and you sort of were condescending and were making me feel like there is a right or wrong answer to this question.
Well, so this is my point. So check this out.
I'm checking.
It turns out that this question is woven into the fabric of not just this specific company, but I want to say this industry, this space that I was very, very new to.
So you've interacted with some people that have had pretty big egos.
Well, I would say yes and no. It was hard for me to tell, obviously, just first meeting someone for the first time, but because I kept hearing this question in the same exact structure with everyone that
over and over again?
Over and over and over again.
Oh, boy.
That's not the best part.
That's not
good. The best part is how I responded.
I'm so excited to hear this.
So I want you to ask ask me now. So now I'm the new hire.
Okay.
It's my first day.
Okay.
And I want you to ask me that famous question.
Got it. Cool. So you want me to just jump right in?
Yeah, let's start.
Cool.
Start it up.
Nice. So where do you come from?
Bayside, Queens. So here's the problem with that, Brian. It turns out that while I was just letting people know my hometown was, they were actually asking me what super duper awesome unicorn company I was recruited from.
Wow.
And
yo,
that's where the connection just completely shut down, because
yeah,
they
not
immediately
good.
Right, they cared way more about where I was coming from,
yep,
instead of where I was coming from, if that makes sense,
or who you are as a person. And they also, it was interesting, is like, what does it matter, right? Because you came from some other consulting company or some tech company, does that say something about your net worth or your quote unquote how successful you are, which we can have an entire another episode about that, just defining what success is and what it means to you and what it means to society. It's just not
exactly
cool. It's not cool, right? Be warm, be welcoming, be a nice human, and, you know, it's, come on, that's ridiculous.
I like that, be a nice human. That says it all. I'm gonna steal that if you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. No problem.
Excellent. So the point I was trying to make is that, you know, after a certain point, when I was asked this question for the 47th time, I was tempted to say things like, oh, Jupiter, moon, you know, and then breaking into like fictional places.
At least you had fun with it.
Well, because that's my personality. Mm. I like to inject humor in just about every situation that I'm in, but to answer your original question, it's hard to prepare for how to interact with your new team members. The best thing to do, and I know I usually go against the grain, but for something, you know, again, depending on the company, just be professional, be friendly, and just like you said, just try to be a human. They're being nice, or you're being nice, and you just want to connect and get to know your team better. And as long as you have those intentions, it'll usually work out, but take the culture into consideration. These people have been working there for a while, for the most part, and really you're just trying to fit in.
Guys, it's not rocket science. Put the pro in professional.
Definitely. So, yeah, I think, look, there's a lot of different things that can be done to really maximize your first day, and I will say that, you know, working at, you know, a startup and then corporate company and then an agency and like a bigger tech company, the one constant is to just be yourself. But like you said, be professional, be friendly, and be of service, or be present, you know.
Be present. I love that.
Be a team player. So, yeah.
Great. And this is amazing stuff. And yeah, I think I relate to a lot of it. I think anyone who's listening will relate to a lot of it. We're going to wrap the podcast here. So I have one final question to you. And you said, be yourself, be present. What are some other things that you wish you knew? If you could go back, right, and think of the things that someone could have told you, the answers that someone could have told you that would have helped you prepare for life at an agency, a startup, a big tech company, corporate, finance, whatever. What are some things, generally speaking, that you wish you knew that would help make your first day a little bit better?
Wow. Yeah, I think, you know, it's so interesting because now I'm looking back at all these years and trying to travel back in time and like whisper these tips into past Brandon's ear. And that's just life, right? Sometimes
it's life.
You learn from your mistakes.
Part of the journey.
For sure. So I will say there are about 1,000 things, but the most important thing for me would just to basically understand that it's not going to be perfect. And you're going to make mistakes, You're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to stutter when you introduce yourself. You might trip on your shoelace. It's not going to go perfectly. And I think understanding that early on, not just for a first day of work, for a first time doing anything, it's not going to go perfectly.
Right.
And if you can come to terms with that, you might even have a moment. And just for myself, now knowing that and understanding that, I kind of laugh to myself as if I've already embarrassed myself. And in a way, it takes all the pressure off. So my advice to your listeners, to anybody starting a job on day one, you can prepare as much as you want. You can do as much research as you want on the company. You can stalk them up. You can stalk the whole team on LinkedIn. It's not going to be perfect. And
right.
You're going to learn so much from that first day. And like you said, Brian, if you're in that sponge mode, you're golden. Because you'll be sitting in this chair giving lots of new advice to people who really need it. So, I guess don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah, I think about this a lot. The way that I've sort of packaged that up in my mind is be prepared for the unexpected. And, you know, once you're at peace with that, then you will feel good. So that's kind of what I think about.
For sure. And doesn't it feel better now, like after having all of those first days?
Yep.
And I'm asking you, Brian, like, doesn't it feel better now? And don't you have a bit more confidence and a bit more ease now, just looking back at those first days, thinking they could have gone way worse than they did?
Yep.
And yeah.
I kind of laugh now. I think, like, first days, it's like you just kind of smile. I almost kind of see it like a roller coaster, right? Like, you're kind of just climbing that first hill, and you're just like, woo! It's about to be fun. We're going for a ride, you know? So I just kind of look at it. I just got a big smile on my face and just kind of, you know, so if that stuff happens, I just kind of like, oh, okay. You know, all right, cool. I see you. But just kind of like laugh about it. Just kind of not, just to kind of keep myself, you know, at equilibrium. But yeah, it's fun. It should be fun.
For sure. And one more thing I want to say before the episode ends, and I think it's really, really interesting. I don't know if you mentioned this earlier, but Brian and I have been good friends for a really long time, and we actually met at a day camp. Shout out to Samuel Field Y.
What's up?
And there was a really famous feature of this camp.
Oh, God.
And you know where I'm going, and this is going to apply perfectly.
That was one of the craziest days of my life when we talked about this for the first time.
Yes, Sam. So there is... or I don't know if there still is, but back in the day, keep in mind, this was almost, what, 20 years ago, Brian?
More.
Crazy. More than 20 years ago, there was a small body of water. It was a pool. But it was unbearably cold, like freezing water, and nobody knew why. And we called it, what did we call it, Brian?
The ice box.
The ice box, and it would be perfect, say, for an obnoxious counselor to, like, push us in, or for us to just push our friends in. But I was talking to Brian about it, and we were talking about the first time that we actually fell into, or just jumped into, the ice box. So that feeling of knowing it's going to be freezing, it's going to hurt for a few seconds, but after a while... And you know where I'm going with
this. It was the diving pool, right? There were multiple pools. Like, one was, you know, this was the shallow pool. This was the diving pool. If you wanted to dive, you wanted to, you know, 6 years old, you wanted to dive. You wanted to jump into the deep pool because that's cool, right? This is what you had to do. So it was a conscious decision. Sometimes. It's a little bit cloudy since it was a very long time ago. But yeah, there were definitely some times that, you know, people just kind of threw you in there. But yes, very, very cold.
Yes, it was. Let's just say it was comically cold to where whoever threw you in got a genuine thrill out of it.
Not for the day, for like a month.
But I actually do remember the feeling of, you know, just before I jumped in, knowing it's going to be cold.
Yep.
It's going to suck. But after a while, like, after my first time falling in, which I did, I fell in, I didn't jump in. I wanted to jump in again and again and again and again. So what I'm trying to say is, you guys, everyone who's listening, jump in the icebox.
Boom.
Jump into that first day. Go in with the adrenaline pumping, with the nerves, lean into your anxiety, and just make it your day, because you're going to be a rock star for that first day. Eyes are going to be on you. These are facts, and there's no escaping it. But it's an amazing opportunity to stand out and to show your new team that you're awesome and you're going to kick ass.
That was beautiful. Brandon, you are a legend.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Cool. Well, I really enjoyed talking to you about this today. That alarm that went off earlier, that was a 20-minute heads up for lunch. It is lunchtime, so I will have to dip out. But great catching up, talk about this stuff. We talk about this a lot, but just to really kind of get this out publicly and let people sort of get a taste of our world and the things that we dig deep into. Really appreciate you sharing your wisdom today. So thanks again.
Absolutely. This was super fun, and I'm looking forward to being featured on more episodes, but just seeing the podcast grow. Congratulations, by the way.
All right. Thanks a lot. I will catch you later.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Bye.